This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A Michigan State police trooper, as well as another driver, were injured on Saturday morning in a crash in Birch Run Township. Authorities say the collision occurred just after 10:20 a.m. near the intersection of Guerra and Birch Run Roads while the trooper was responding to an emergency call. Both the trooper and the other motorist suffered injuries described as non-life-threatening and were taken to nearby hospitals for treatment. The roadway was temporarily shut down as investigators examined the scene, but has since been reopened. Updates on this story will be released as they are received. And another news for today. Jonathan Robert Bender has been sentenced in Huron County Circuit Court by Judge Prill to 3 years of probation and 270 days in county jail for his third operating while intoxicated offense. 30 days of the jail sentence are to be served immediately, with 240 days deferred. The court heard Bender's blood alcohol content was 0.24, three times the legal limit, and an ambulance was involved in the incident. His attorney noted a nearly 12-year gap since Bender's last conviction and prior successful completion of a drug court program. In addition to jail and probation, Bender must complete 480 hours of community service, undergo electronic monitoring, and is prohibited from consuming alcohol or operating a motor vehicle. He is also subjected to mandatory alcohol testing and substance abuse assessments. Financial obligations include various court costs, fines, and supervision fees. Bender is scheduled to report to jail tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Stop paying dock fees and finance fees when you buy a pre-owned vehicle. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge finance fees, and we don't charge dock fees. This week I have some gas savers that you need to come check out before they're gone. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It gets up to 36 miles per gallon and is in great shape with 40,000 miles. It has cloth interior, heated seats, remote start, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and lane keep assist. We're asking $20,980. Next up is a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 40 miles per gallon and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. It has cloth interior, heated seats, Bluetooth, remote start, and even has WeatherTech floor mats. We're asking $12,580. I also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium front-wheel drive, which means it's loaded with options. It has 41,000 miles and gets up to 30 miles per gallon with a 1-liter 3-cylinder engine and an asking price of $16,580. And last up is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 34 miles per gallon. It had cloth interior, a backup camera, and 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Yesterday, Monday, May the 18th, at around 9 a.m., there was a two-vehicle crash in front of the Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. The Bad Axe Fire Department, the East Huron Ambulance and Elkton Ambulance Services, as well as two Huron County Sheriff Office deputies, all responded to the scene. One side of the roadway was closed while emergency crews directed traffic. No injuries have been reported at this time, and more information regarding this story will be shared as the information becomes available. And another news for today. In Huron County Circuit Court, Frederick Arthur McCoy has been sentenced for unlawfully driving away an automobile. Judge Prill imposed a 24-month probation term. McCoy will serve 240 days in jail, structured as 30-day increments with one day off between each period. This arrangement aims to preserve his Social Security benefits. McCoy's criminal record includes 3 prior felonies and 15 misdemeanors. The sentence also mandates fees and fines and costs be paid. Restitution does remain open, and probation conditions include substance abuse and mental health treatment, medication compliance, and prohibitions against alcohol, unprescribed drugs, and weapons. McCoy is subject to warrantless searches by his probation agent during this time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And that look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.